I'm going to be translating. So I'm not channeling. The spirit people are not taking me over. I'm going to receive their impressions and then share them with you. And there are two ways that the spirit people give me impressions. One is with a sense of feeling. So you're going to hear me say things like, I feel like I've had a heart attack. I feel like I have had cancer. I feel like I died from leukemia. So, and this isn't any way to indicate that the spirit people are still suffering, please. It's just very easy for them to communicate their physical conditions to me. The other way that they give me impressions is with pictures. So I will be working up here most of the time with my eyes closed. I'm not in any kind of a weird trance. It's just easier for me to focus on those subtle pictures if I'm not making eye contact. So if you know who I'm talking about or I come to you, please say so. You can raise your hand and say, yes, that's for me. I won't let you volunteer any information. So if you start to, I may shut you down fast. All right. Let's see who we have here today. I'm going to begin, I think as I always do, with this back area of the group. Okay, I have a number of people here. Let me try to line them up so I can take them one at a time. First, I want to bring through a woman who shows me her knitting needle stuck in a ball of yarn. So my sense is that this is something that she did about herself. I'm going to get more. Hold on. She's also showing me my heart is pounding. So my feeling with her also is that she has something related to the heart. And this is a woman who liked to walk a lot. So she's showing me walking, walking, walking. I have two people here. I'm going to wait, get to you in a minute. She's showing me walking. So I want to come back here and talk about a woman who knows how to knit. I mean, I feel like she can knit anything. She can fix something that somebody starts to knit and can't fix. I feel like she's connected with you. Thank you. Did she walk a lot? She really loved to walk? Okay. I want to bring this lady through for you. And did you, she's showing me a bar graph. So something is going up, 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 up like this. Usually when I see this, it's connected to money. Though in this case, I don't think she's talking about money. I think in this instance, she's showing something trending upwards. I think she's talking about health. Are you embarking on something that is improving your health by stages? Does that make sense to you? Did you just have a stress test, something like this? This is bar graph. I'm going to keep her there for a moment and come a little bit further to the young woman in front. Yes, you, beautiful, looking right at me. Do you have somebody, a woman in the spirit world who, I know I have two people here. Are you taking like measured steps to improve your health? Yes. Right, no, this seems kind of formal. I feel like I see this as a printout, this is a readout, something like on a doctor's or a medical, maybe not medical per se, but someone who is going, these are my goals, and ramping them up as we go. Does this make sense for you? For you, yes, and for you also in front? Okay, I know I have two people here, so just both of you guys, please listen for me. The other person, I feel, so spirit people who come in at the same time, it doesn't mean that they are together in the spirit world. It doesn't mean that they even knew each other or that you physical people know each other, but rather they have something in common, and that's why they come in sort of at the same time. They'll ride in on what somebody else has been saying to me and say, oh, those are my details too, and here are my additional ones. So this additional piece of information I see is somebody who is showing me teeth. I feel as though I'm seeing the upper front row of teeth. So there may have been a lot of issues here or broke, very crooked or damp. Somehow this seems significant. Does this make sense for either one of you ladies? Either for you personally that you're doing? Yes? Okay. Just a couple days ago you did? Okay, so this is a way of this spirit person. Spirit people will, yes, we always hope and dream and pray that they're at our major events, but by showing up at some of our less important sort of things, it's their way of saying, I'm still part of the family. I'm still, even the mundane things that are going on in your life, I'm still aware of. I'm still back in this area, and these people haven't left. I'm gonna just let them build up. But I have another person who's coming in who's showing me a gun, and this is someone who not necessarily maybe passed because of gunfire, but I'm being shown a pistol. So this looks to me more like a service. So something that a person may have carried or collected or worn as part of the job. I feel like this is more like a sidearm, I guess, than a criminal. I'm not talking about a criminal gun holder, but someone who may have had guns like this. Is one of you guys in the way back aware of someone who either carried a gun or had a gun or whose death was connected to a gun? This is a gun that, let me bring it a little farther forward then. This is a gun that I'm being shown the inside of it and that something is not clean about it. So this is either a gun that somebody took apart or doesn't have all the parts of or misfired somehow. But I'm being shown like the chamber opening and something being sort of dirty or problematic in there. Does it make any sense to anybody back here? Do you have a name like, is there a name connected to one of you guys back here in the same section, like Marianne, Marion, Mary? Connected back here? What's that? Yeah. In the spirit world, I mean. I'm not sure why I'm being shown this gun. I'm not talking about, taking my life with it, but I feel that this is someone who had guns, who cleaned guns, because it's taken apart. That's what I'm being shown about this, that I almost can see the inside of it. So I must be misinterpreting what that means. So I'm going to set that aside and come back to the ladies that I was talking to and follow through with this message here. I see some cloudiness around the eyes. Now, I think usually this symbolizes for me a difficulty with vision, like failing vision, because this is not blackness, but I see cloudiness, so I'm connecting this with failing vision. But this lady also wants me to turn it into, she's making this sort of flipping motion. She wants me to turn it into a message. In a way, she's talking about herself, but she also wants to give advice, although we don't have to take spirit people's advice. She wants to inform, let's say, about something with vision that she would like one of you to, potentially the third one behind who can identify with that name, connect with. She wants you to watch the eyes. Now, when a spirit person does this, they're not you know, kind of shares their experience over onto you. They're not talking about, you know, something tragic that's going to happen, but they want to say you, you know, to kind of keep an eye on this, no pun intended, but, you know, this is something, or they see you checking for your vision or up, or keeping up on your vision and making sure that this isn't something that could happen in your, you know, by, so don't neglect this, I guess this is what I'm being shown. One or both of these is also showing me a, so they're here at the same time, so I'm just going to give the messages as they come through, and one will, one or both may belong to each one of you. So I'm also being shown a fulcrum and a balance, and seeing this kind of out of balance and almost like a seesaw, and there is a, the spirit ladies are sort of boosting the lower end, and that's a way of showing that they are offering their, they're available to boost and available to support. We can ask them, that the spirit people can help us, in fact, reach our goals, if they're health goals or however we might feel we need them by our side, we can ask them and they can come and give a boost of energy so that we come back into balance, or that we achieve the balance that we're looking for in that regard. I don't know if this is the same. I think I'm going to move a little farther in. I have two women here. One is showing me a wedding veil. So she may be talking about an anniversary. And I think I have a separate, I'll get to you in a minute. I think I have another one who's, I think this is a separate one, who is showing me her bosom. So this, when a spirit person shows me this part of her body, she wants to talk about a problem with the breast. I'm sorry? Oh. So she's showing me this. The point she's making is that this part of her body now is whole. So this may be a woman who had her breast removed, or part of her breast removed. Connected to you? Okay, thank you. She's showing me herself in the spirit world now as whole. And even though, of course, we don't take those same physical bodies with us into the spirit world, she is not missing any part of herself, even though she may have gone to her earthly rest without a part of her body. She's whole once again. Is there somebody in your family who just got married?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Would you? She was there, so she's showing me the wedding veil, and she was at the wedding. It's your mother-in-law for your daughter's wedding. Oh, thank you very much. So she's, if you think it's relevant to share, please let your family know that she was there for the wedding. I'm going to get rid of this gun. Can you connect with that? Okay. 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 All right. Okay, good. Well, so as I was saying earlier, spirit people have things in common, will come in at the same time because it's very efficient for them to draft in on what I'm already saying. So if you guys didn't hear, this lovely lady in the back said, it was your mom. We used to crochet and stick the needles in. She had heart problems, dentures, voluptuous, both removed. She's whole again in the spirit world. And your dad was a security guard who had a gun, never fired it. Okay. Yeah, I didn't get the impression that this was a bullet the impact from a bullet, but rather someone who kind of took care, took it apart. And so maybe this is a new way for a spirit person to show me, because they're always teaching me, speaking to me in symbols, showing me how here's a gun I had, I never used it, see, it's all taken apart. So let me bring these two folks in for you, because I want to talk especially about the man, because he just waved it in front of me again, like, we're going to talk about me with a gun. So thank you for acknowledging him. Let me see what he has to say, what else he has to say here. Is there also somebody connected to you who, in the spirit world, who was a doctor? Okay, he's going to come through too. So there's someone showing me a stethoscope coming through. And did this man or did your dad play tennis? Is there another person connected to you who played tennis, racquetball, something like this? Can I just jump behind you for a moment? You have somebody's here swinging a tennis racket. Does that make any sense to you? Did you play tennis today? I just got the tennis racket. Just hit me in the head. Okay, don't give me any more then. Well, I'll see what else comes through with it, and if we can bring her in alongside this lady's dad, we'll do so. She must have something in common with him, because she kind of just kicked him out of the way and just hit me in the head with the tennis, started waving this tennis racket around. And did you, one of you two ladies, save a baby bird recently?
Yes.
You did, okay. So your dad saw this and this tender care, and he's very pleased about that, and he sees that, and this is something. So he was around for this. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. All right. So yes. So please take that earlier message too, that your parents in the spirit world are aware, and even perhaps the doctor, dear friend in the spirit world, is aware that this is something to keep going with. They're giving me a positive feeling about it, so you're likely on the right track. I'm not done with him yet. Although this other lady here is just going to, she's going to fight me for space here. So I'm going to kind of just start talking about the things that are coming to me. Some will belong to you with your dad. Some will belong to you, but potentially with the mother. I see ice skates, but I think I'm talking. Am I talking about ice skating? I don't know yet. I'm being shown a pair of women's ice skates. Did your mom skate, or did you skate, or did you go to the? Was this a particular? This is symbolic. Don't even answer that yet. Hold on. Do you know a name in the spirit world like Nancy? Nancy, something like this? Does skating make a connection for you? No, not really, huh? You know that skater that was kneecapped by Tonya Harding? What was her name? Remember her? Nancy Kerrigan. I'm seeing her, and I'm seeing these ice skates. So that doesn't mean she's in the spirit world, of course. But because I don't hear names, spirit people will give me, they'll show me the face of a celebrity, the face of somebody I know, in order to prompt me to say that name or to say something like what they did. So can I bring that forward, anybody? Does anybody in the just a little farther forward or around have a name like Nancy or a connection to ice skates, ice skating? All right, we'll figure this out. I'm going to have Nancy sit over there until she has something more important to say, something that I can understand a little bit better than that. I got to talk about this a little bit longer. So I have this particular incident of somebody getting... I'm seeing this vignette, this moment in time where this ice skater has her knees one of her knees badly hurt. Does anybody have an incident like that happen to them where they got hit in the knee, where they got mugged or anything like this? Boy, I don't know what this is. All right. I know we're going to figure this out, but I'm going to set it aside and continue. Do you know a name like Andrew, a Drew in the spirit world? Anybody back there in that area? Andy, Andrew, Drew? Okay, all right, all right. So here's how that happened. I just want to let you guys know how. Thank you very much. We've got our Nancy and we've got our Drew. So I was being shown Nancy Kerrigan, right? Because I don't hear the name, so she's showing me Nancy. And then because that wasn't sticking, I was getting ready to kick her out. And then she showed me Nancy Drew, you know, the little books. And I said, maybe she wants me to say Drew. So there we go. So we have someone in the spirit world named Drew, and his mother's name is Nancy. Okay, thank you. All right. I'm going to let them cook with you, or as I got to be called over here for a moment. I'm going to come over to this side of the congregation. Keep an eye on the time. What do I have to say? Oh, good. I got a couple more minutes. Okay. All right. I got someone who went to an Ivy League school. This is a man who's coming through. He's showing me like Princeton, Yale. I think he's connecting me mostly with Princeton. Although I'm not gonna pin that specifically. It's one of those schools here in the East Coast. So it's like Princeton, Yale, Harvard, maybe one of these. He's showing me. This is someone who had a great deal of pride in his and being an alum of this college, and a very intellectual, very old-fashioned, very traditional type of man. My sense is that he may even have attended. So this is going to be a couple of generations back. He may even have attended when it was not co-ed yet, when this was or at least was mostly male students. Going over here. I feel like there is athleticism with him, like a rowing crew, or I gotta talk about. I think I'm talking. Does somebody here have a grandfather or an older dad who went to school at an Ivy League college here on the East Coast, like Princeton or Yale? I see like this varsity sweater. I'm seeing this, but it's kind of memorialized. So I have this. It almost looks like a trophy case. I see a trophy case. I see the picture. I see the team picture. I see the sweater. So this is a man who is showing me his, you know, kind of glory days in one kind of a connected to his schooling.
Grandfather rowing school, but not Ivy League.
Not Ivy League, okay, but the connected to rowing and did he go to like an all male school or an elite school?
No.
Okay, but an elite school or did he memorialize like his school days or have trophies, something like this? His ancestor wrote the school song. Okay, so I think I want to bring this gentleman in, and he's pushing this. He's focusing on this education bit quite a bit, and not only for himself, but I feel as though he is again doing this sort of movement where, okay, this is defining me, but now I'm going to move it on to you, and so that makes me wonder: are you the first person to get a advanced degree in your family or something? Are you the first person to have gone to college? Or no? Are you going back to school? Are you learning something new?
Yes.
Okay. Because he's talking about this. this identification of his own with these good days, these school days, and even his ancestors who wrote the school song. And so when he reflects it back to you, there is a he's either witnessing this, but I think in a way, Star, he's also admiring it because he's memorializing his experience and putting the same frame around yours. So there may be some legacy in what you're learning. There may be some trickle-down effect beyond what you know. I don't want to get too generic, so I'm asking him for more about this, but he's really just showing me this prize arrangement of that memorializes his education and his admiration for your continued education. I'm going to leave it like that unless he shows me something else to do. Are you Irish?
A little bit.
Is there a clottering connected with your family?
No.
Then I need to come a little further in. Is there I'm being shown this, but it's like it was either a gift or a... there's a person in spirit who's showing me a clottering, and this is symbolizing, obviously, love, fidelity, and friendship, but I also feel like it's being taken off and shown. So this was probably a gift, or we have this person's clottering. Does this make sense for anybody over here? What's that? It's an Irish wedding ring. That's why I asked if Star was Irish. Your mother gave you a clattering? Okay. Can I just bring her in for a moment? I only have a few minutes left, but I want to bring her in. She was bugging me while the healing music was playing. She's like, don't forget about me. And Christine just told me I won more, so she's... All the other politely lined up spirits just got kicked to the back of the line. So let me bring her through. Are you also aware of somebody whose actions led to their own passing? I have a spirit here holding up the hand, which is a way of saying, I did it. Not necessarily I jumped off the bridge, but my actions, the choices I made, led to my passing. No, don't give me anything. No, this isn't... yes. Is this for you? Your father committed suicide? Okay. So he doesn't want you to end me yet until he gets to say something to you too. So let me first finish over here. Okay. You still have this this clattering? Okay. Now, there is a message that feels to me of it's a rather personal nature. So I'm going to give this in a rather generic way to you in the hopes that you will know what I mean. And so here we go. So she is asking you to persist in the pursuit of that answer, that solution. She says it is out there and not to be discouraged. I don't want to sound too generic. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, then I won't go any further. She's on your side, and she's giving you a two thumbs up. Christine, I just want to give from your dad who comes through. A spirit person will raise the hand to say, I had a hand in this. That's kind of how they signal that to me. First of all, did you just buy a new pair of shoes?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So he's with you shoe shopping. Very often spirit people will come through again, as I said, with this. But when people who've taken their own lives come through, it's often as a way to say, even with silly things like this, I'm hanging with all the angels up here too. There's no There is no purgatory through which I'm walking. There's no nothing I have to, where, place I have to roam or anything like that. I'm in heaven with the rest. So, you're and are you taking a cruise? Are you going sailing?
I'm going away.
You're going away?
Yeah.
On a lake? On a lake. Okay. Okay. Do you have, from Christine, from your, and I'll finish up with this, do you have a, keep listening, do you have a, like a little rocking horse from when you were a little girl?
Not anymore.
Not anymore? Was that significant for you in relationship with your dad?
Actually, the rocking horse was significant for my son.
For your son?
10 years, interesting. Yesterday was the anniversary of my father's death.
Okay.
Also my older son's birthday.
So yesterday was the anniversary of your father's death and your oldest son's birthday, and that rocking horse is significant to him. Okay, so he's still very much a part of your family. Oh, there are so many more, but I gotta go. I post this on my website, which is apracticalpsychic.com, and you'll be able to find it easily if you want to listen back to this recording and. Feel free to copy it, burn a CD, share it with people. It belongs to you. These are your messages, and they're there. So that's at practicalpsychic.com. Thanks.